With fear and sadness on her face, my 4-year-old granddaughter asked me, "Nana, why didn't you come?" That question caused me to lose sleep that night because I know the devil uses feelings like that to lie to us. A moment of feeling scared and alone can haunt us for years. I didn't want my granddaughter to allow fear like that to take root. So the next day, I pulled her into my arms and shared a simple truth that I've dedicated years of my life to teaching. You are never alone because God is always with you. Sometimes people abandon us or, like in my case, don't come running soon enough. But that doesn't mean that you're alone. I not only want my granddaughter to grow up with that assurance, but I also want you to believe and speak this truth about God without a shadow of doubt. He is always with me. If you're familiar with the format of Believe and Speak, you're in for a surprise today. You are about to meet 3 women who can testify to the power of drowning out lies with the truth that God gives us in the Bible. These women learned to cancel the negative effects of the lies that they had believed for years. You are gonna love their stories. So stay with me. At the end, I'm gonna share an exciting opportunity for you to take the same journey they did and experience the transformative power of hearing from God about how deeply He cares for you. Welcome to Believe and Speak. I'm Shauna Marie Bryant, and I am glad you're here. You are in for a treat, and it starts with this comforting truth about God that's found in Psalm 139, verses 8 through 10, which I'm going to read for you right now from the New Living Translation. If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I go down to the grave, you are there. If I ride on the wings of the morning, if I dwell by the farthest oceans, even there, your hand will guide me and your strength will support me. Those verses inspired a couple of declarations that bring comfort when you're scared or lonely. I'm going to share one of those declarations today and another one in the next episode. My friend, God will never leave you. He'll never leave me. He is always with me. Will you say that with me? He is always with me. That declaration is actually the second of 7 that make up what I call the Manifesto of Acceptance. Now, I'm going to tell you more about the manifesto in just a few minutes, but first, I want you to hear the testimonies of 3 women who learned all 7 declarations, along with many others who have taken the same journey through a Bible study of Psalm 139. Every one of them experienced transformation because of what they learned.
Beth, I'm so excited that you are here to talk today about your experience going through this class. And I love your story. I can't wait for you to share about what drew you to the class.
So, what drew me to the class was my mom dragging me to the class. I wasn't grateful at the time, but I know she knows I'm extremely grateful for her consistent efforts to draw me close to God. I was just not in that place. I just didn't want to. I didn't want to work on anything. I didn't care. I had given up in a sense. I was dealing with so much pain and so much hurt. And there were so many different things.
I had just recently ended a relationship that was going to go down a very significant path in my life. And so I basically was recommended to come to your class and work on kind of more like accepting myself, accepting God, and accepting everything that I could in a more positive way instead of focusing on rejection.
And did that happen? Did the class do that for you?
I think for me in general, it was the constant like being reminded like God knows me. I'm not invisible. You know, I may have enemies, but at the end of the day, I'll walk in victory. It was just like each time, like going through each line of the manifesto, it was really nice because sometimes when you read scripture, it's sometimes really hard to just read it and like always focus on what it's actually saying. But if someone kind of gives you like a prompt and says like, okay, these four verses, what I got from it was God knows me. It kind of allows you to do some critical thinking and being like, did I get the same thing? And oh, I can see where she got this. And so it's just like a positive direction that you can go in. So you have a little bit more guidance when you read scripture.
I had finished graduate school and I was looking for, you know, my dream job. Why did I go to school? What is God's purpose? What do I need to do? And it just wasn't coming together. So I ran to the lobby literally and just remember telling you, I want to learn more about this rejection thing. And you signed me right up. And I said, I can't believe I just told her like that. Like if she knew the whole backstory. But you were so welcoming. Oh. And I just knew, I said, this is going to be a good thing.
As you went through and you learned the lines of the manifesto, was there one, I think there was, that yes. stuck out more than any other? Which one was
there?
And
He is always with me. I think the reason why that one meant so much to me was because of abandonment issues that I know I've always dealt with. I was adopted. I married and was widowed at the age of 21, and then married again and dealt with domestic violence. It's just been a lot of different things with me personally, and then a lot of other issues that happened in my family as well. It just to feel hurt and abandoned and disregarded and even shunned, even though I know that people are just people and people are going to have their own reactions to other situations. This whole domino effect of pain and hurt. The line is hurt people hurt people.
Right.
And so one of those things with me, it was to know and understand that God is always with me. He's with me in the coming and in the going. It meant something so personal to me because I felt so alone.
Until I took the class and learned in detail Psalm 139, I really felt like, well, maybe this is just the way life is. And I kind of sat there for a little bit and not in a depressed mode, but in a way I thought, well, you know, some people get the good, happy ever and, you know, happy ever life after.
Happily ever after.
Right.
Yes, the fairy
yeah,
tale.
Some
yes.
people get the fairy tale and some people just have to work harder. And mm-hmm. and my lot in life is just to work harder. And not that I've had a problem with that, but sometimes you look and you're like, man, I would like a break and I would like some, you know, time in the sun. Mm-hmm. So with your class, I learned that everything, God is definitely ordering all our steps and there is no wrong step. It's just a step in the direction of the life that He has for us.
Oh, that's such a good thing to learn.
I had to understand that I am made perfect by God.
What would you say to someone that was thinking, oh, should I sign up for that class? Should I read that book? Should I get into all of that journaling? How would you encourage them?
I think the interactive component of the book is what made it really stick out to me and why the class was so good. Because at the end of the day, like I like reading religious books, like they're good and stuff like that. But sometimes when you don't actually put into practice what you're reading, it's kind of like, I'm going to read it. That was a good book, but you're not going to remember what the book actually taught you. You're not going to remember what the book actually said or where it pointed you to dive deeper. You know, you don't have any of that knowledge versus like when we were journaling, it's like we're making this very personal. We're taking time with God to ask questions and then have those questions answered. And so the idea of like taking time to listen to God was a very different experience for me. But then when I actually like willingly was like, okay, let's give this a try. Like we'll see how it goes and hopefully it will go in a positive direction. It was actually really inspiring the fact that, oh my gosh, I can actually hear God. And that's an amazing thing just because I don't think my words are what's going to stand the test of time, like scripture, where God inspired all of these great writers of the books of the Bible. I don't think that my words can stand the test of time like that. But the words of God clearly have shown historically that they do.
Besides living in anger and bitterness and being all kinds of rough around the edges, I lived in fear and not the fear that you talk about in the book. You talk about reverence, an ultimate respect for God. That kind of fear is very different. Mm-hmm. I had to learn what it meant to the difference between submission to God and oppression. Mm-hmm. And that for me was a long journey, but it was worth it.
It was worth it. So if you were to talk to someone, you know, I mean, now you're in your mom's shoes, right? Would you drag someone to the class?
Absolutely.
What would you say to talk them into going?
Absolutely. I would drag someone there and I would say, I'm doing it because I love you. And I want you to hear what I hear and see what I see. But I want you to have your own experience for yourself because you deserve it. You deserve healing. You deserve wholeness. You deserve God's love. And you deserve to be able to feel that and understand that and know what that is for you.
I want to ask you about your experience journaling, because I've had some people say, oh, if I read this book, do I have to journal? And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. But what was it like for you to go through that process and really lean in and listen to hear God speak?
I believe that when I went through the journaling process, it was taking time, because it takes time to sit and be with the Lord and really make a space to not be distracted. Right. So for me, that became 5 a.m. in the morning from that point forward. And it still is 5 a.m. that I give myself that hour to just be present with the Lord. But when we apply it and we go to where we are able to live it out, I think that for me, that it's just transformative for anybody. Really, it will change anybody's day, any mood, any bad. If you had a bad day the night before, you start fresh every morning.
I think in general, when you think about acceptance in today's society, that's not always easy. I may only be half Black, but it's definitely something that people are saying, you know, if we're not going to accept you if you accept this or don't accept this, like no matter which side I go, I'm going to hear that I'm not accepted, because with what's going on currently and what's been going on historically, the idea that it's really hard to find acceptance in a lot of other places. So if you don't find it in God and you're relying on human beings to accept you for something that you may never be able to give, it's really hard to just try to constantly be running towards acceptance that you may never have.
That right there, Elise, is wisdom. Thank you so much for being with me today and sharing your story. I really appreciate you. And I know God loves you more than I ever could, but I sure love you a whole lot.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. I always get goosebumps hearing their stories, especially now because you have an exciting opportunity to go through the same class. You can hear God speak directly to you through your own journaling as I lead you verse by verse through Psalm 139. I am launching an online Bible study and group coaching call live via Zoom, and I would love for you to join me. I'm going to put a link in the description for you to learn more about the class, and it's going to help you replace lies with truth. You will learn to declare the manifesto of acceptance. It goes like this. God knows me. He is always with me. I am not invisible. I am wonderfully made. God's countless thoughts are for me. I have enemies, but I can walk in victory. If you have traumatic memories or a painful past that keeps you from walking in victory with God as He intends for you, then this class is for you. I can't wait to meet you. So click the link in the description and find out how you can join me live. God has something to say to you, and I hope and pray that you'll slow down and listen. Let's pray. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for all of the assurances that you give us in your word. I will never forget when you called me to Psalm 139 and showed me how it had the answers for anyone who felt less than or lonely or abandoned or rejected or insignificant. God, you showed how special we are to you through these words. And so, Father, I long for everyone listening to know that they are loved by you and that you define them, not any traumatic memories or past abandonment or anything like that, Lord. You have given us a purpose and you love us dearly. And so, Lord, I pray
that each one listening would know that you are always with them. You will never leave them or forsake them, Lord, and that they will choose to believe what you say about who they are, so that they can walk in victory in spite of their past, in spite of their circumstances, and in spite of what their future may hold, because you have promised, Lord, that you have good plans and a good future for all of us who love you and are called according to your purpose. And so, Father, we thank you and we ask for that in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me today. And remember to click the link in the description so that you can dig into Psalm 139 with me live and learn all 7 of the declarations in the Manifesto of Acceptance, including the one I shared with you today about God's loving and constant presence. He is always with me. Declare it with me now. He is always with me. Remember, your tongue has power. Use it for good.